Blog Talk Radio.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Give peace and give love a chance. Still, I think the number one goal in should be in our lives and to raise the vibration. And that's what we're talking about here on this show with Alma Tom as she joins us and channels Oceana and your chance to connect with Oceana and ask any question. You're doing psychic readings, connect to spirit and get your questions answered. Any questions, dial on in right now, 347-884-8245. All you got to do is call in and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Very important to press the 1 on your phone to come aboard here on Journey in the Light. Just a quick programming note. We at 9 o'clock Eastern tonight, so that's in, 2 hours from now, I'm going to be doing a very special show that I hope all of the Journey in the Light listeners who care about this show, who listen to this show, who are listeners, who are guests, who are just folks who are spiritual, that have love, will tune into. I'm going to be speaking about something, well, actually a couple of things very near and dear to my heart. I hope you tune in 2 hours. And also, don't forget about the GoFundMe link, Love in Action, about helping the homeless, helping those that are less fortunate than ourselves. And I've changed the page a little bit. We've got our lavender colors there, speaking of love. I think it signifies, and the name of the, we've been able to officially change the name on the show page, on the GoFundMe page too, to Love in Action, which is great. And lastly, don't forget to look at my Facebook when you get a chance later on. I posted a video of a homeless man then in Dallas, just a little bit south of me, and how they went ahead and took a homeless person, and when he went on the streets and asked for where the nearest library was, no one answered him. But when they took the same man and they went ahead and cleaned him up, got him Medicare and all that, nice suit and everything, he went on the same corner and asked people where the library was, and oh man, did their attitudes change. Oh, they were as helpful as can be. It's really sad, our look into society, but we can change that, and it begins with you. Begins with you. Don't look for others to change us, change the world. We can change the world, as the song says. You can change the world, and that's what Love in Action is all about. So I'm going to be speaking about that later tonight, but now call on in to speak to Oceana. Dial on into the number 347-884-8245. She's going to be taking your calls. And and then once you call in, make sure to press the 1 on your phone. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and bring Alma Tom onto the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. This is Alma Tom.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, good. All right. I'm ready to bring Oceana through. And I'll be just a moment, and hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, we are here, and good evening. This is Oceana, and Michael, it's good to hear you talking, and it seems that you are moving on helping people, and that is going to continue to work, I think, Michael. So I am here to answer questions for people. My name is Oceana, and we will talk about meditation tonight and how to connect with your soul.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks for being here, Oceana. And we're going to go to the calls now, and then at the last 5 minutes, folks, Oceana will be doing the meditation, so stay with us. And our first call, 303 Colorado, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. This is Oceana. How
Hi,
can
Oceana.
We help
you,
dear
How are
you
doing?
One? We're doing
Thank
wonders.
You so much. Yes.
Oh, good. It's nice to hear you.
I am very interested in your topic of connecting with your soul, and I have been doing a lot of meditation and journeying and intention setting and really clearing and releasing. And I'm wondering, I sense a connection with my soul. I also sense a connection with the earth. And I'm wondering if this is something that will increase, am I there? How do you recognize that you are making those connections, please?
Well, what I suggest for you to do is, this is a good question about how to connect. First, you want to sit down and meditate a little bit, and then you just go inside and say, "Dear soul, I would like to connect with you." And then you may have a pen or paper, and you will maybe write down what they're saying to you and how to connect with them. And you can say, "I would like to speak to my soul." Now, your soul is ancient. And so you can ask questions and you can ask an answer of anything you want from them, from your soul. Do you understand?
Yes. And
so if you go ahead.
Yeah. And when I'm hearing them, am I just writing whatever I might think I might be imagining, or?
Well, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when you close your eyes and meditate, right? And it's quiet, and then you just connect with your soul, and you hear the soul giving you information of whatever your question is. It's the same way. You just sit down, close, and say, "I want to speak to my soul," and get an answer, all right? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
It's not hard to connect with your soul. You connect all the time with your soul, but you're not always aware of it. But now you're aware of your soul and the ancientness of it, you can connect and just go into meditation and ask for, you know, ask a question, or just sit quietly and you may get some information.
Okay.
Does that help?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Oh, good. All right.
Thank you, Ashiana.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Marilyn. And next, let's go to area code 646. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Helen. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hi. How did you say your name was Helen?
Yes. Hello, Oceana.
All right. Hi, this is Oceana. How can we help you, dear one?
Thank you. I am calling to get clarity. I'd like to know from my mother's point of view, what's going on, what is she doing? And I'd like to know spiritually why this is what my journey is.
I'm not understanding all of that, but what I can say to you is you'll go into meditation and you can talk to your soul and get a connection of what might be going on with you and your family. Then also you can sit down once you get a clear answer in your heart, you know, keep a piece of paper there, whatever the soul of you tells you to do, and then maybe you will understand more. And you can go to your mother and talk to her about it.
No, I can't. She's not answering emails and she's not answering phone calls and there's no answering machine. And we don't live in the same country. So do you do psychic readings?
We can sometimes, but mostly I'm...
Because I've actually done a lot of meditation and I'm doing a lot of writing already. That I'm already doing that. Yeah.
All right.
But I need answers that maybe aren't just from within me, because sometimes that can be confusing.
You're asking about your mother, right? Is she connecting with you at all?
No.
So my guess
and it's
is
not,
that...
She did not explain why. She's not explained anything. So...
My suggestion to you first is when you go into meditation, you call her soul in and talk to her soul. And tell her you love her, you want to connect with her, you're trying to bridge the gap between the two of you. And I would do that in your meditation maybe for a week or two. And then I would try to call her again or send her, you know, a beautiful telegram or send her a beautiful letter and say, would like to bring the two of you back together as one.
I'm sorry, but that advice is too little and too late because it's been a few months and I've sent her a beautiful Mother's Day gift. And for the first time on Mother's Day, she didn't even answer the phone, nothing. And then she sent me a very weird email that was very breezy and fake. But she's still not getting on the phone or answering. And I actually had to have the police go by her house and see a wellness call to see if she was okay. And she was fine, even though I had put a message on her machine that was urgent. So she's not calling me back. A nice gift isn't doing it, and meditating nicely is not doing it. So I need something more. Do you have any information outside of just me meditating?
My suggestion is maybe you just give it some space for a while and let her know that you're not going to keep bothering her and that you hope that she will come back and answer and could connect with each other again and that you're wishing she would do that with you. And then I would not talk to her for a little bit and then call in a week or two and see if it changes. You know, you can't make people change if they're not ready to change, you know.
And I know we need to get to our next caller, but before we do that, I just want to add, I totally agree with you, Oceana, that, you know, you can only do your part. And if they're not willing, then, you know, that's on them and we don't judge and we move on. And we just, you know, put the intention out there and pray, but we move on with our lives. So
yeah, that's all you can do. You just let them know you're available, and then they have to make the move. But you just keep sending love, and that's about all you can do till somebody's ready to look at it differently.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I
have fixed it for you, dear one.
Oh, that was good. We got to get to more callers, though. So let's go to our next call there. And, and let's go to Oceana. Let's bring in Christy from Alabama. Welcome.
Hello, Christy. Well, this is Oceana.
Hi, Oceana. Hi, Michael. How are you two?
We're very
doing good.
Wonderful.
How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question in regards to a name for a program that I'm wanting to bring out. Can you tell me if you get anything, if I am to name it the Magic Path with Starfire? Are you getting anything with that?
Could you say it again? It kind of broke up. So tell me the name.
The Magic Path with Starfire.
I love the magic path with abundant of light coming to all.
The magic path, let me write that down.
Okay.
The magic path. Uh-huh.
That is coming with light to all people.
That is coming.
Or you could say abundant light coming to all people. Do you like that?
I do, yes.
Oh, good. I hope it helped.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I think the name is beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, dear.
Thank
one.
You.
Have a beautiful night.
Yes, blessed be. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, Christy. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks
yes,
for calling
good to hear
in.
You, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All righty. And again, we still have time to take your call. So call on in 347-884-8245 to connect here. Alma Tom is channeling Oceana and the 24 enlightened beings. And you can still call in to get your question answered. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. And in case you noticed, we have moved the Oceana show up an hour, and that will be the new time now here at 7 p.m. Eastern time each Sunday. So we've kind of moved everybody up an hour, including Trish Sparrow. We moved her up an hour as well. Okay, and I just want to also mention that you can also get private sessions here to Channel Oceana. You can contact the website, which is listed on the show page. You can click on that, and they also do recordings of your reading as well, send you a CD. And the phone number, if you want to reach them, is also on the show page, and I'll give it out to you if you want to jot it down. It is 808-345-5162. One more time, 808-345-5162. Let's go next to New Jersey, and we're going to bring in Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hello,
Laura. This is Amanda.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
I was wondering if you see any big changes coming for me around my career.
Can you give me your full name? Hello?
Hello?
Laura, are you
there?
Well, looks like
Hello?
Your car...
Maybe
Laura's call is lit up, but
yeah.
Laura, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. So I just was hoping to find out if there's any big changes coming around my career.
All right. First, can you give me your name and what is your career at this time?
My name is Laura, and I do a lot of training. I develop and write training.
You do a lot of training, working out, you mean, like that, or training people?
I train people, and I write the training for the, I develop the training, and I train them. I also do a lot of problem
things?
Solving. Pardon me?
I see. You're working with people that have problems and things they have to work out. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing a lot of problem solving at work right now and addressing some changes that need to be made.
What I suggest you do is when you speak with the people, you tell them what you're doing and how much you want to help them and transform and come together as one. So everything that they do, especially if they're working with you or you're going to make some changes and really become their friend with clear ways of speaking with them. Does that sound right?
Well, I do that now. I was just wondering if you saw any big changes around my work environment coming for me. If you see any.
At this time, I think personally, if I were to suggest anything, it would have you getting the people together, you know, not just separately, but together and talk about the situations and what your plan is and what things are going to change and really get their feeling and their opinions of what they'd also like. And I think you would connect with them in a more real way. And I think if you bring them all together, I think you'd find a much better way of speaking and connecting with each person. And they may have great ideas as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there, Laura. And, Oceana, I think we're ready for the meditation then.
Okay. All right. Dear ones, everyone on the phone, just close your eyes. Go inside. Put your hand upon your heart and then say, Dear Divine, Dear my soul, Dear all the divine beings and all the love and peace within me, please surround me with joy, happiness, love, and caring. As you sit there, dear ones, take a deep breath. Feel a golden light coming and surrounding you in a beautiful light where you can relax, let go of your world, and feel the love of all there is. Then say, Dear soul of mine, I love you. Thank you for being with me and helping me in my life. Dear soul of all there is and all that shall ever be, thank you for being with me in my heart and life. I love you. And then just close your eyes, go into meditation. Maybe you have beautiful music, maybe you do it quietly, and just feel the presence of the divine. Take a deep breath. Let yourself come back. Know you're loved. Know that the divine is with you. And know that this life is a life that you can create beautiful, wonderful things with your magic, with your beliefs of love and caring. Thank you. And come back. Hello.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay.
I am here. Thank you so much. I was deep into that meditation.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. She might be gone now. But, you know, it was quite beautiful. I felt such a beautiful peace around everyone. And, you know, the truth is everybody opens their heart once they do, and they just get finally to relax and enjoy those few 15, 20 minutes. So I hope that helped the dear one. I hope she's still there. She might have dropped off, but we send you love, and it was a beautiful question you had.
Yes, yes, very much so. Well, thank you so much, Oceana, for joining us each week. It's really a nice time and of our day to start our week and kind of gather ourselves as most people get ready to start back work tomorrow. So thank you. It's a beautiful time that you come on here on our Sunday. So look forward to your new time next week, too. So thank you.
Oh, okay, Michael, and thank you for inviting us. And all the people who are listening, just think about it to ask questions or if they want me to take them into deep meditation next time. All right. Have a beautiful night, Michael. Thank you for everything.
Okay. Thank you, Oceana. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Beautiful. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to, this show will wrap up now. We do thank everybody for listening live and you guys in the archives. And if you are live, everybody redial as our next show will begin. We'll be taking psychic questions. Everybody call back in, redial, and thank you for listening to the Oceana Radio Show here on exclusively Journey into the Light.